Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, Jones.
Welcome back. Now into hour number three already. Coming up, headline, protesters defend carrying Mexican flags. How dare us say it's bad that they say they want to take over. Again, not all Mexicans, not all Latin Americans, but a large portion of the illegals say this and push this and do this, and we're going to talk about it. Also, more on Dr. Death, Professor Doom, whatever you want to call him, Pianca, Eric Pianca. Professor's population speeches unnerve some. He gets a visit from the FBI. This out of the local paper, and we'll get into just a host of other issues. I'm continuing right now with your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael, who's been holding patiently in New York. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Alex. Great show as always. God bless you for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Before I get to the New Atlantis, which I really want to discuss with you, I got to comment on that guy from Oregon with the science. He's obviously an amateur scientist, if he is a scientist, because science does prove there's God. And the supernatural realm is the real realm, and the natural world we occupy is a fallen, shadowy derivative of the supernatural realm. And just like the power of prayer, if everybody out there keeps praying for Alex and for protection, then Alex is going to be with us for a long time and at the lead of this big battle we're engaged in. Now, Alex, with the New Atlantis, what everybody has to realize is that Bacon, Roger, and Francis Bacon, who discussed the New Atlantis, they were actually referring to the future new golden age, and it was going to emerge in the new United States of America.
No, I know, sir, and that's the new film I'm carrying that is spot on. It's so good. It is America's Beginnings, the New Atlantis, Volume 1. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com.
Oh, Alex, geez, that's great. Now, I wish I had a chance to run this by you before you even started that project, because I don't know if you're aware of the fact that in the beginning in 1900s, late 1800s, with greats like Nikola Tesla, great inventions, free energy, anti-gravity, all in existence, wireless communication, wireless electricity, all in existence, just at the turn of the 20th century, proving that the golden age was commencing, God's golden age. And obviously the devil stopped Tesla and all these other great inventors from getting their technologies to the public so we could benefit. There would have never been pollution, no animal suffering. We all could live anywhere we want, come and go. We would be in total harmony with nature in God's perfect order. And so obviously we're not there. We're in a trapped technology that they control us with, and it pollutes and destroys everything, and they manipulate us with it. And again, God's new world order was the United States of America, a country without a king.
Yeah, and the Luciferians always hijack and create counterfeits. That's what the devil's called, is the counterfeiter.
Exactly.
And then let me add this caveat. I don't know about those advanced technologies 100 years ago. I know a lot was suppressed. I know he was raided by the FBI. I know all of that happened in the 30s, but I know they're suppressing clean energy today. I know that the very people pushing the Malthusian, Darwinistic, kill-everybody view are the very ones involved in the most egregious destruction of the earth. And so how dare their followers that picked up their whole false religion and their whole nomenclature of this Pianchism tell us they're doing this to save the earth?
That's right, Alex. The great technologies to free mankind from the slave system and be in harmony with God's creation are still prevalent, but they are not allowed to be released to it.
You got 30 seconds. What do you think about Pianca?
Well, of course, you're exposing another big lie of how these guys, what their real intentions are and how they backtrack once they're caught disclosing that. And I'd like to also say that we are the Caesars in this country, not our government. And the Americans better wake up. We're the Caesar, not the government. So render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give us the Constitution, all of it, not just part of it, so we can be free.
I hear you. We'll be right back in the next segment. More of your calls, a ton of news. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I will get into the visit that Bianca got last night from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Dr. Doom says 90% need to die, needs to start quick. The Earth's going to survive. That China's police state's great, and that the 10% of us that are allowed to live will have to bury nine others, and that he's ready to go first, according to his students, and, well, they want 100%. But I'm first going to get into protesters defend carrying Mexican flags. And then, of course, we'll go to Jeff and Rodney and many others that are holding toll-free number to join us today. Wide open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast, the next, 51 minutes we got left. 1-800-259-9231. But she hadn't been on with us for a couple of weeks. I'm very happy whenever she does join us. Number one, it's an American company, Made in America. If you want British Berkeys, they got those too. Pretty much the same thing, Commonwealth here, but the best units they've got are made right here in America. They're right here in Texas, up in Dallas, and they ship it out to you, UPS ground, or even quicker if you'd like, and the water is so full of poison, it is really time to get involved and to stop poisoning yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and they got a lot of new items, a lot of new specials, and it's always great to have her. Debbie Morrow, who works for New Millennium Concepts, the national maker of the Black Berkey Elements and the New Berkey Light, and again, the national distributor of the British Berkeys, if you prefer those. And they even have stainless steel units with the new, even more powerful Black Elements. And it is good to have you on with us, Debbie.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. We've had some really great conversations between you and I and with your customers. about how important it is to take control of your life by putting in your body water that's not contaminated with poison and things that, you know, are going to be harmful to you. And I've had a lot of customers really glad to hear that the PF2 fluoride filters are a secondary filter, and they've been calling in to order quite a few of those for the people who didn't know.
For those that don't know, fluoride is one of the smallest particles out there, especially stannous fluoride. And even reverse osmosis doesn't cut it all out, but you guys have filters that cut 99%+. There's really no known filter. That's why it's such a perfect chemical warfare sedative that the Nazis use and our government uses. This is not our opinion. This is totally public. This is one of the most documented things out there. But what about the mercury, the lead, the arsenic? What about the herbicides, the pesticides? Go to the EPA's website. The thousands of things that are allowed at allowable levels. In fact, I talk to pool guys all the time at the neighborhood pool, and they go, oh, yeah, the pH and the chlorine in the Austin water many times is higher than a swimming pool.
That's correct. I've heard that here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area also, that you actually have to do something to make it so that you take out some of the chlorine with your pool water and things like that.
Well, these Malthusians are killing us through the air, the water, the genetically modified food, which admittedly is deadly to the population, causing all sorts of problems. Cancer is exploding. I heard some propaganda piece about how, for the first time in 50 years, people are surviving cancer more with treatments. But the cancer numbers are going up at least 500% every 10 years. We've had a several thousand percent increase. I can look it up here on the web. I don't place the number, but I'm sure you've all heard about it, of diabetes, juvenile diabetes, and so much of it is what's in the water. Debbie, as you know, the body is 70% water in men, 73% in women.
That's right, and I don't know, personally for me, my experience is that since I've been drinking Berkey water, I don't get strep throat anymore, I don't get pneumonia anymore. My husband's always saying, you know, you don't get sick like you used to get, and I said, that's right, you know, because we're not poisoning ourselves. And I used to get sick an awful lot, and I don't anymore. So I really believe that the Berkey water really does make a difference. And, you know, it's like when you're cooking a pot of spaghetti, are you going to take a little spoonful of arsenic and throw it in your spaghetti sauce? Same thing, you know, when you're drinking water that's not, you know, purified first, because you're getting just that little bit of poison.
Let me break this down for people. Take Austin, better water than, say, Dallas or Houston. I mean, Houston, if you drink the water in Houston, even an iced tea, you're insane, folks. All those hundreds of chemical plants, the cancer level there is one of the highest in the country. They have huge, Superfund sites all over Houston and surrounding areas, Corpus Christi. I have family down there, and when I was a kid, we all laughed at the water. It stunk so bad, nobody could drink it. But even if it doesn't stink that bad, they've done tests on Austin water, just like they've done in Dallas, Prozac, Ritalin, herbicide, pesticide. It all runs from hundreds and hundreds of communities into Lake Travis, where they get some of the water, and it goes to the dam. It also goes into the aquifer. They test the aquifer, especially when it gets low. It's full of everything. I mean, folks, do you have any idea? All they do is put chlorine in it to kill the bacteria and then fluoride, and you're still eating all the dead bacteria, everything. Give Debbie a call. They got a bunch of different filters, a bunch of different packages, little sports bottles, new portable filters, shower filters. All these systems, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Debbie, tell us about some of the new specials.
Well, we're real excited again about the travel Berkey. I cannot tell people that we are so happy we finally have a stainless steel unit that we can sell in California. So for you California listeners, if you've been waiting to get a stainless steel unit, now it's available. It's our 1.5-gallon travel Berkey. It has 2 black Berkey purification elements in it. It is big enough to hold the PF2 fluoride filters also if you need that. And it's $199. With it, you get either a free Berkey base or you get a free Berkey sport bottle. So give me a call.
Let's be clear about the sport bottles in closing. They do 630 refills of tap water, 130 refills of swamp water, and they only make it safe to drink and reduce the chemicals and poisons and cut out all the bacteria. So it's great when you're at the gym. It's great when you're at work. It's great to make it a lot safer. It doesn't cut out everything like the actual big units, which take only a couple minutes to put together and are gravity-fed and excellent. Give her a call, 888 888- 888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com, or go to InfoWars.com and order off the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Debbie, talk to you in the near future.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Alex.
You bet. God bless. And if you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. She just works for the company just to take calls just from the radio shows. They're, what they say, like something like 85% of their business or more is distributing to the health food stores and the camping supply places and Oshman's and, you know, all those places. And to, they have just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people they supply. And then a small part of their business is radio, and this radio show is the biggest part of that. So you get real service with Debbie there, just helping you, 888-803-4438. We spent 5 minutes on that, but it's so important. Okay. You know what? This segment's already kind of gotten broken up. Let's just take a few calls, then I'll start the next segment, get into the Mexican flags and the new developments there, and then the professor, and then a video, audio clip from JFK and a lot more. Let's go to Rodney. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Long time. I'm sorry I listen to the program daily, but I haven't been able to get through to talk with you. But here's what I want to two things I've seen off the Associated Press. Want to get your thoughts on. Today I was looking at the Associated Press out of Missouri, and they just caught another Chinese spy stealing high-tech secrets from our military.
5,000 admitted PLA Chinese front companies buying technology, and then AIPAC now admits they basically run the Christian Coalition, the Israeli lobby. They openly run 80%+, what is it, 85% of all the phone billing and phone DNS via the computers and White House security. Foreign Dutch and British and German companies buying up the majority of our water supply companies, our power companies, the Arabs buying up the ports. It's a total sellout.
And according to that report, they said that the prosecutor sealed most of the conviction because evidently it must have been pretty devastating what this Chinese spy had stolen. But nevertheless, the second story I want to get your thought on was the Associated Press out of Texas, DPS. They have now suspended these techniques that they were using to train their DPS officers in subduing people because they had an officer get his head beat in, and evidently several other officers had gotten their heads beat in, but they didn't die as a result, and so they claim they suspended this technique so that they could find some more effective methods of subduing people, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's simple. Some people are going to fight back. Some people aren't cowards. And so many times I've seen squad car video where the cop just thinks he's going to beat somebody up, and that person goes, you know what, I've never laid down in my life so far, I'm not going to lay down now. And these big muscular cops get to have a knockdown drag out, sometimes a little guy. And, it's hard to stand there and let a jail guard slam your head into a wall and not fight back.
Yeah, well, you know, recently they caught a two police officers with a guy who was handcuffed.
No, I know, beating his head in. They're probably going to go to jail.
So I think that this is a nationwide problem, and I just found it very interesting that they were doing this to their own officers.
Well, let me just say this. I saw the Austin cop video of the really big one, and he's got arms the size of Arnold Schwarzenegger when Schwarzenegger was 30 years old.
I know
the look. When you see an arm that looks fatty and swollen, I mean, if somebody's got, you know, real muscle.
Steroids.
Well, just look at the video.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the camel hump and everything.
Oh, my.
I mean, he's got the look on his, he's got the puffiness on the face, and he's in a crazed, or he just may have been endowed with the organ that produces testosterone. Some people naturally have higher levels, but he definitely is flush with high levels of anabolics, whether it's natural or unnatural. It's high levels.
Well, Schwarzenegger admitted he used steroids.
No, I know, but I mean, when I go to the gym, I see these guys strutting around, you know, bulging their eyes out.
Oh yeah, I know the type.
Of course, most of the time they get underneath the bench press and. Some little guy's bench pressing 330 pounds. These huge guys are having trouble with 275. Long term, it doesn't make you very strong. It screws you up.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. I appreciate the call. Only way steroids work is if you're already really strong, training really hard, and you use very small amounts. That's what the power lifters do. These guys juicing big time, triple stacking, bunch of wimps.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
It's one thing when the police beat you up, because they enjoy it, some of them. And see, in the past, there were always bad cops, they get punished. But now the word's out, they can do whatever they want, so you get even bigger problems until somebody catches it on video. And then they get cops up on stand to defend it. Always in handcuffs, we're pounding him and 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 pounding him. I guess because the wife griped at him at home that day, so they just got to beat somebody up. And I've run into these roid heads. I mean, I've been trying to go in a restaurant / bar before and just had one at the door for no reason. You looking at something? You want to fight? And I'm like, look, man, I know you're on a bunch of steroids. Just back off. I quit fighting a long time ago. And, you know, most of these guys that shoot their mouths off and like to think they like to beat people up, if they ever got in a real fight, they wouldn't know what to do. And that's what ends up happening to these bullies. They get in a fight with somebody who knows what they're doing and who knows how to turn it loose, and then they're going to end up in a coma. And you brought it up. You got me off on it, Rodney. It's just, yeah, I don't like bullies, and it's always shameful to watch this kind of stuff happen. They call it opening up a can. Isn't that what it's called? Protesters defend carrying Mexican flags. Hundreds of protesters gripped Mexican flags as they marched for immigration reform in the past few weeks, but they say a display of cultural unity is being mistaken as a lack of loyalty to the United States. The displays turned off many Americans. Conservative talk show host admonished the protesters, while everyday people wrote angry letters to the editors of their local newspapers. Hey, Amanda Lee Myers that wrote this piece, you're not going to pacify us. We're not stupid, okay? And most Hispanics are on our side and aren't stupid either. Okay, we in many cities in the Southwest, we saw them. We saw the protests with our own eyes. Most of us in the Southwest, whether we're black or white or Hispanic, most of us know a little bit of Spanish. Don't know how to speak it too well, but know what a lot of it means. Know how to understand a lot of it. Not very hard to understand. Pretty simple language. And we know how to read the signs when they're in English saying this is our continent, leave. This is Aslan, and we know about all the big organizations that were actually organizing most of these. You go to their websites, and they show now more than the Southwest. They say that up into Washington and Kansas, and all the whites are going to have to leave. And then heads of Hispanic studies and Chicano studies say all whites must die, and we play tapes of it, and people are going to learn. So just like AP writes articles saying Pianca didn't say 90% need to die and it's good, well, we have his research papers. We have his own documents. We have his own books. We have his own students' blogs worshiping him, saying, of course he wants to get rid of 90%. So just try to keep pacifying us. Try to keep telling us it's not happening. That's what scares me, though. Again, I told you over the weekend I heard a national talk radio show. I frankly have no idea how it's on the network it's on. Every time I tune in, it's the Rosicrucians are going to save us and the open borders are good. And I just don't think people running the network have actually heard the show. It's not this network. I'm not even knocking the other network. I guess this network's got some pretty shameful stuff on it, too. But I guess that's free speech. The point is, I'm listening to this, and then I heard the same thing with another person on WOAI, a big mainstream station. That was carrying a national show the next night. And it's all lies. There's only only American flags. We love America. We do. And then I called into both and I'm like, it's Aslan. Your top professors all say, the conservatives say we're just going to force the whites out. The liberals say we're going to kill all of you. Again, I don't mean the classical conservative liberal term. I mean, a conservative doesn't want to kill everybody or get everybody, and a liberal wants to kill everyone. It's like Pianca's in the middle of the road. He only wants to kill 90%. And then, see, it's this whole mentality of death, 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 death is the answer. So we have people I watch Spanish TV in Austin, folks, and I counted it, 90 Mexican flags or foreign flags to every American flag. Most of the foreign flags were Mexican. And I live here in Austin. There's a big Mexican food restaurant with a picture of an Aztec cutting a white person's heart out. The city put up a big thing on the Greenbelt, a big, huge stone sculpture saying this is Mexico, this is Aslan. The mayor had a proclamation saying Hispanics are the supreme god race. I mean, I thought I was at a Ku Klux Klan meeting. We've got it on video. I got to dig that out and play it. I played it like a year ago. Gus Garcia. So I'm just here reporting. You know, when Pianca says we all need to die, I report on it. When a bunch of the Mexican leaders say whites are evil and need to leave, and then the radicals say we all need to die, I mean, it's pretty radical to say we all got to leave. It's not like most Hispanics and whites aren't getting along real good and haven't always gotten along real good. I mean, the founder of Texas, the guy that wrote the Constitution, was Hispanic. The Mexicans, the Tejanos, asked Andrew Jackson to take Texas, and he said no. The Spanish then had handed it over in a revolution to the Mexicans, and the Mexicans tried to sell it to the U.S. There were only a few thousand Mexicans in Texas. They couldn't hold it from the Comanche. But you can't tell these people that. I mean, it's just, we're going to kill you. And you're like, well, please don't kill me. How dare you say that? Again, they're speaking another language, so they've kept it secret for a while. Now they're getting scared that we're learning. Just like Bianca's getting scared.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called Trivibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is Trivortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Finishing up on the fact that in Phoenix, Mexicans at the high school took down the American flag, hoisted a Mexican flag, and the local ROTC cadets got together, took down the Mexican flag, and burned it. And they should have done a lot more. In fact, if this becomes a big issue, I'm going to go down to the Capitol. I'm going to burn a whole bunch of Mexican flags. I've already burned UN flags. I'm not putting up with it. The Mexican flag is evil, folks. You know what the symbolism that they even admit it is? That is, the old flag had a eagle with a human heart, and it's a sacrifice. The cactus was a man having his heart torn out. It's an Aztec symbol. It's an Aztec legend. And Mexico has suppressed its people, done horrible things. The empire was bad under Spain, and then it's had nothing but thugs in ever since. They need freedom down there. They had a revolution down there, and they got a new flag, and they were free. We'd be allies, and I want to be friends. But I've got all these pictures off of the La Reconquista in Mexico movement where it says, Mexican, not Latino, not Hispanic. Mexican, not American. This is our land. This is our continent. We didn't cross the borders. The borders crossed us. Go home, pilgrim. Plan of the Aztlan. Pictures of the Southwest cut off. That's the majority. Why did I go out to the... I always used to before other people do, and I'm not saying I'm special. I don't like having to do it. I learned from their own publications last year, Mexican Independence Day was going to be basically a call for taking over America. And I called up several of the main groups organizing thousands of these folks to march. And I said, most Hispanics don't know even know what your group is, do they? No, but they're going to learn, Mr. Jones. I said, so did you say this? Did you say that all the gringos need to leave? Yes. Why? What's wrong, gringo? And, you know, that's racist what you're saying to me. I don't call you names. And he goes, I bet you do behind closed doors. And I go, no, I actually don't. A lot of my friends are Hispanic. Oh, that's what you all say, gringo. This is like prestigious known people here in town. And I'm just like, oh, I wish I had a recorder on this phone. And he's just like, and I go, well, you know, I think we're going to come out there and protest you. You wouldn't dare. Don't you even try it. And I know a lot of these folks call up threatening the Minutemen and others. That's it. You threaten me, I stand up against you. So I went down there, and we bullhorned, and we had a lot of Hispanics coming over who were wearing red, white, and blue, going, yeah. And we're not with those groups. We just heard this was a, you know, kind of a thing for Mexican pride. Look, I don't care if Italians march, Mexicans march, Germans march, and say, oh, you know, we love our culture. But that isn't what this is. This is, we're taking over. We operate along racial lines. And I'm not going to put up with it, and Hispanics aren't going to put up with it. My Hispanic friends aren't going to put up with it. And they've commended me for what I'm doing, and they understand what I'm doing. They say it makes them feel bad. It embarrasses them. They've never had racial tensions. My friends, many of them said this, and now they're feeling it. Yeah, whites are starting to look at Mexicans and not like them, and that's wrong. That's what the government wants. They want us all suspicious of each other, and then the Mexicans hear that we don't like them, and then it just starts the ball rolling, and then more of them join people like Jose Gutierrez, who says, kill all the whites. We must kill the gringos, the quote. I mean, he writes papers saying this, the head of Chicano Studies, UT. I mean, you know, we protest the Nazis here. We protest it all. So don't give me your baloney about, oh, you just don't like Mexicans. I'm sick of it. And yeah, we got 30 million illegals here, 20-something million being Mexicans, and I don't want 30 million more. Our economy's falling apart. And don't say that you guys do jobs nobody wants. Yeah, you drive the wages down so low, nobody can do it. Unless they're living 10 to a house like you do, sending the money back home, where you guys have got big rancheros. I mean, these people are entrepreneurs. You can't, but they're being used by the globalists. By the way, I'll just spend a few minutes on this, then we'll take a few calls after I play this clip. Associated Press picked up on it. So did the Statesman yesterday, and I'm told by the university the FBI did visit. Last night, professor's population speeches unnerved some, and it says he just says he's issuing a warning, but others see talk of pandemics as threat. No, he said it's coming, he wants it, it's good, that's why. So they write this big whitewash, but it says, Pianca, who calls the letter and the latter interpretation nonsense, says the whole thing is blown out of proportion. Many, however, seem to be talking and taking his critics seriously. Suddenly I can't read. Let me start over. Pianca, I try to hurry up, and then I just screw up everything. Pianca, who calls the latter interpretation nonsense, says the whole thing has been blown out of proportion. Many, however, seem to be taking his criticism seriously. Pianca said he is scheduled to meet with the FBI officials today. Someone has reported me as a terrorist, he said. Quote, they think I'm forming a cadre of people to release the airborne Ebola virus into the air, that I'm the leader and my students are the followers. There's no denying that Pianca, even at first glance, seems a little eccentric. Does the media counter what he said, what he admits, what are in his own graduate papers, what are in his own thesis that he wrote decades ago, what's in books he's published, what he gives out as course studies? It's all there. It's all there. And then you go read his students who are now working in the biology department as instructors and as professors, defending him, going, yes, he's not radical, we all need to die. And then they send me an email and go ahead and publish this, you know, dummy, and call us names, and I publish it, and then they freak out, take it down, I'm getting calls, I'm endangering my life. Well, please, no one threaten these people, but what do you expect? Dr. Bianco's not for violence, he loves life, he just believes this has got to happen, and he says he knows he needs to go first, once it starts, and his family too, he's sad, but it's better that way. I mean, these are the things I'm reading here. The FBI, though, needs to go read Dick Cheney's own documents he's written, or Henry Kissinger. If they want to go investigate him, I say bravo. I mean, a lot of local FBI guys in the country are just real crime fighters out dealing with robbed banks and nuts and fruits. And these FBI guys know cults when they hear them. His followers calling him God and a genius and a great leader and Pianca for president and Piankians. I mean, they know what these guys are into. They know it's Hale Bopp. It's Jonestown. It's the classic M.O. And then you look at him on NBC. I mean, he looks like, I mean, just a classical caricature. He looks like somebody you see, you know, who's escaped from the state hospital, the mental institution. All right, I've been wanting to play this for years, and I never have. And this is the summation by Jim Garrison, played by one of my favorite actors, from the movie JFK. And we'll go ahead and roll this, because I think it says it all, not just about JFK, but about our lives in general and standing up for what's right. So here's Kevin Costner as Jim Garrison in the trial. And so many decades ago, he's playing the part of Jim Garrison. Go ahead and roll it. He's speaking to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury in his summation. Here it is.
Hitler always said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Lee Harvey Oswald, a crazed, lonely man who wanted attention and got it by killing a president, was only the first in a long line of patsies. In later years, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, men whose commitment to change and peace would make them dangerous to men who are committed to war, would follow. Also killed by such lonely, crazed men. Men who remove our guilt by making murder a meaningless act of a loner. We've all become Hamlets in our country, children of a slain father leader whose killers still possess the throne. The ghost of John F. Kennedy confronts us with the secret murder at the heart of the American dream. He forces on us the appalling questions of what is our Constitution made? What is our citizenship and more our lives worth? What is the future of a democracy where a president can be assassinated under conspicuously suspicious circumstances while the machinery of legal action scarcely trembles? How many more political murders disguises heart attacks, suicides, cancers, drug overdoses? How many airplane and car crashes will occur before they are exposed for what they are? Treason doth never prosper, wrote an English poet. What's the reason? For if it prosper, none dare call it treason. The American public has yet to see the Zapruder film. Why? The American public has yet to see the real x-rays and photographs of the autopsy. Why? There are hundreds of documents that could help prove this conspiracy. Why are they being withheld or burned by the government? Each time my office or you, the people, have asked those questions, demanded crucial evidence, the answer from on high has always been national security. What kind of national security do we have when we've been robbed of our leaders? What national security permits the removal of fundamental power from the hands of the American people and validates the ascendancy of invisible government in the United States? That kind of national security, gentlemen of the jury, is when it smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it. You call it what it is. Fascism. I submit to you that what took place on November 22nd, 1963, was a coup d'etat. Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. The war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year. President Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy that was planned in advance at the highest levels of our government, and it was carried out by fanatical and disciplined cold warriors in the Pentagon and CIA's covert operation apparatus, among them Clay Shaw here before you. It was a public execution, and it was covered up by like-minded individuals in the Dallas Police Department, the Secret Service, the FBI, and the White House, all the way up to including J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson, whom I consider accomplices after the fact. The assassination reduced the president to a transient official. His job, his assignment, is to speak as often as possible of this nation's desire for peace while he acts as a business agent in the Congress for the military and their hardware manufacturers. Now, some people say I'm crazy. Southern caricature seeking higher office. Well, there is a simple way to determine if I am paranoid. Let's ask the two men who profited the most from the assassination, your former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and your new president, Richard Nixon, to release the 51 CIA documents pertaining to Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby. Or the secret CIA memo on Oswald's activities in Russia that was destroyed while being photocopied. All these documents are yours. The people's property. You pay for it. But because the government considers you children who might be too disturbed or distressed to face this reality, or because you might possibly lynch those involved, you cannot see these documents for another 75 years. I'm in my early 40s, so I'll have shuffled off this mortal coil by then, but I'm already telling my 8-year-old son to keep himself physically fit so that one glorious September morning in the year 2038, he can walk into the National Archives and find out what the CIA and the FBI knew. They may even push it back then. Hell, it may become a generational affair with questions passed down, father to son, mother to daughter. But someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better. We better, or we might just as well build ourselves another government. Like the Declaration of Independence says to when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. An American naturalist wrote, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today. You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy, because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids. These are people who cannot afford to send money but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want their country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in. The truth is the most important value we have. Because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. You, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
It's up to you. It's up to you. The ball is in your court in every way. And the very criminals, some of the very operatives that were there that day, George Bush Sr. was there, their progeny carried out 9/11. And they're going to carry out more. Henry Kissinger, the exact quote escapes me, but he paraphrased. And somebody said, we're losing so many soldiers. He said, that's what young men are for. And that fake little, that is what young men are for, to die. You know, it's real funny. And it's all these little soft nothings who just sit up there and play with us like we're chess pieces on a board. And I'm tired of it. And what he's saying there is it's the jury's job, the grand jury's job, to block a criminal government. That's another way we vote, not just at the ballot box. And now they've tried to usurp that, and they have in many respects. That's why the citizen rule book we sell at cost, a dollar a piece, or get 10 for $10, get 100 for $75. They're discounts when you get a bunch of them. It's got jury rights, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, a bunch of quotes. It's 62 pages, a little covered booklet. It's nice. Every order of a video or a book or a DVD, book on tape, T-shirt, you get one of these. On bigger orders, you get two or three. Or you can just order them and get them out to people. And it's so important that people understand that we're losing our freedoms and that a very evil group is in control. It's that simple. Come back, get one or two final news items and take two or three calls in the final segment. Good broadcast today. I'm glad you all joined us. I always want to thank all of our affiliates, our sponsors, the folks running the show, people down here in Austin, my webmasters, my producer, everybody. Great job. But I got miles to go before I sleep, as they say. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. Final segment coming up.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sinn Féin official turned spy shot dead. It's out of the AP. A former Sinn Féin official recently exposed as a British spy was found fatally shot Tuesday after appearing to be tortured, police said. A slaying certain to send shockwaves through Northern Ireland's peace process. Dennis Donaldson was Sinn Féin's former legislative chief in the failed power-sharing government of Northern Ireland. And, of course, he admitted to being on the British payroll all along, and not just Sinn Féin. The leaders of the IRA, in every case, the leaders ordering people to carry out bombings in the IRA, not the political arm of Sinn Féin, turned out to be MI6, British Commandos, MI5, SAS. And, again, to keep the crisis going, to keep the war going, to keep a pretext to stay in Northern Ireland and dominate that once sovereign nation. And again, I've got an English last name, but I think they shouldn't be in Ireland. What's happening there shouldn't be going on, but it's all part of the empire. Who's up first here in line? I'm going to hurry through some calls. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm Jeff that sent you the footage from the 522 Freemason Lodge.
Yes, it's a report on PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. The stuff you put on there is fantastic. I wanted to give a message out to some of the New York callers who've called in today, quite a few, by the way. And I have a public access television show in the Syracuse Time Warner area. It's on from 4 to 6 on Thursdays. It's called Expose and Defeat Tyranny. And next week I'm going to be showing a Freemason expose. It's going to have the interview with Texmar. It's going to have footage from the 522 Freemason Temple in Skinny Atlas, and I wanted to tell the local people to tune in if they're listening to the show right now.
Well, you're on the road to a bigger world, engaging the enemy. You'll wake up thousands of people at every swing. Good job.
Hey, Alex, I watch Washington Journal quite a bit, and they have me on a list that they poll people from. I filled out the poll this morning, and they asked who we'd like to see on the show. And, of course, I put your name in there, told them that I was quite upset about their loss of credibility after Brian Lamb interviewed the guy from Yale who tried to tear you apart for an hour at least that one day. And so hopefully we'll get some change and get you on that show one of these days.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Pat in New York. You're on the air, Pat. Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say that you're just a great big blessing to all of us fighting the New World Order out here.
You guys are. I'm just doing my job.
I just want to just, I guess let me just hit it right between the eyes here. Where is this whole thing, I mean, where is it going? I mean, you know, we're handing out videos. Where I'm from, we're getting the Access Channel working in a few weeks. We're showing Loose Change in a local theater. I watching that American History video last night. Where do we go? These people are deeply, deeply entrenched.
Well, I know, but I mean, we're just trying to change that one hill at a time. We're defeating them on many fronts. They're having a lot of victories as well. We're in a war, sir, and knowing is half the battle. God bless you. Just keep it up. Do what you're doing. Last call, Phil in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Phil.
Alex, have you seen this release from the Associated Press? It's on FoxNews.com. Bush administration media collusion memo surfaced.
Yeah, I talked about it last hour.
Oh, you did see that? Did you see the quote from Bill Frist at the bottom of this thing?
I may not have seen that particular article. Tell me.
Okay, here's the quote from Bill Frist. Of course it raises some concerns, but we can't let this issue be blown out of proportion. Hell, if we want to plant ID chips in people and torture their loved ones until they break, we will.
You're joking.
No.
So you're saying the Fox News piece on how they caught Bush telling the national news, controlling him, you're telling me Frist said that at the end of it. Is that on Fox News right now?
Yes, it is.
I will get it immediately and post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, Frist is the leader of the Senate. If that's true, they're just going insane right in front of us. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.